National Security Advisor John Bolton is warning foreign banks today that they will face U.S. sanctions for illegitimate transactions that benefit Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro. Here's Bolton yesterday on Fox News.
We're looking at new sanctions, new measures to tighten our grip on Maduro's financial wherewithal, to deny his regime the money that they need to stay in power.
The White House supports opposition leader Juan Guaido's effort to oust Maduro. Guaido met last week with Vice President Mike Pence in Colombia. Let's bring in Representative Ro Khanna, a Democrat from California. He is a critic of U.S. policy in Venezuela and an advisor to Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
And do you believe Juan Guaido has a legitimate claim to the Venezuelan presidency?
I don't think that's for the United States to decide. I think we need to let Venezuela decide who their leader should be. I have been critical of Maduro. There's no question that he has violated human rights. There's no question that he's had failed economic policies. But when you have Vice President Pence trying to anoint Guaido, that's just playing into Maduro's hands. And Maduro starts to say that the U.S. is intervening. I don't think that's smart policy.
Do you believe Maduro is a dictator?
I would call him an autocrat, which basically means he has complete power in violating human rights. I mean, a dictator is someone who used force to come to power. He was elected in illegitimate elections. I don't think his election was legitimate. But I have the Pope's view that what we need to avoid is bloodshed. And by the United States supporting Guaido with this hope that the military suddenly would go to Guaido, that hasn't happened. And what we risk is really chaos and Maduro being able to strengthen his own base.
Well, what about that? The Trump administration says all options are on the table with regard to Venezuela, including military intervention. Do you take the White House at its word that that is a possibility?
I do, and it's very concerning. First of all, it would be unconstitutional. Congress is not authorized any military intervention. And David Cicilline, a member of Congress, actually has a war powers resolution to make sure that the president doesn't take any action without coming to Congress. Second, it's inconsistent with the president's own rhetoric. I mean, at the State of the Union, he's saying we need to end these wars, end these interventions. He's talking about pulling out troops from Afghanistan, from Syria. Why in the world would we want to get involved in a civil war or a civil conflict in Venezuela? And third, the people who he has in charge, Elliot Abrams and others, have a terrible track record in Central America and in the Southern Hemisphere on issues of regime change.
But you've also said that you don't support the sanctions that the Trump administration has brought against Venezuela's state-owned oil firm. Why not? I mean, are you not interested in punishing Maduro's government at all?
I think what the consequences are is that it hurts the poor people the most. It's depriving people of basic food, and it's hurting the lower economic class. It's not hurting Maduro. And what it allows Maduro to do is deflect blame from his own failed economic policies, his own cronyism, and blame the United States. And it's also triggering a refugee crisis. That's why I have the view that Pope Francis does, that what we need is a negotiated solution. At some point, there can be new elections monitored under international law, and we should have the United Nations involved in terms of humanitarian aid. But the United States is not making the situation better with either the new sanctions or with the calls for regime change.
Well, as you know, the president and his supporters are using this issue of Venezuela almost as a cudgel against socialism. And that's one of the reasons why I asked you about whether you felt that Maduro was a dictator, because someone you support very much, Bernie Sanders, has been criticized for not speaking out strongly enough against Maduro. Do you think that the Democrats risk falling into the president's trap if they don't come out more strongly against the Venezuelan regime?
I think we have come out strongly. I mean, I called him an autocrat who has violated human rights and who has failed economic policies and who has engaged in gross mismanagement of resources. So I am in no way sympathetic to Maduro. But this is the lesson we have to learn in our history. I mean, Saddam Hussein was a terrible actor who violated human rights, who was an autocrat. And I don't think there's any American who thinks toppling Saddam's regime was a good thing. I think we have a country that is weary of these interventions. We should speak with moral authority in criticizing Maduro and condemning Maduro. We should allow for international organizations, the Vatican and other nations, to help transition. And ultimately, it's for Venezuela to stand up for a better government and human rights. We can be voices of support for that, but we should not be intervening with our military.
Before I let you go, I want to switch gears and ask you about one different thing. The House expected to vote on another resolution condemning anti-Semitism after your colleague Ilhan Omar once again was accused of making anti-Semitic comments. Her name will not be mentioned in the draft of this resolution that reporters have seen. But do you think she's being treated fairly?
Well, I think the House voted a month ago unanimously to condemn anti-Semitism. And if the language in this resolution is similar, I haven't read the details, it hasn't been finalized, then I'd be fine supporting it. I mean, no one supports anti-Semitism. I do think her comments were inappropriate, Ilhan Omar's, and she should apologize, and then we should move on. What we shouldn't do is having a piling on a freshman member of Congress who's been here a few months who is apologizing. But I think the key thing is for her to recognize that what she said was inappropriate, to apologize, and then for us to move on.
Congressman Ro Khanna, Democrat from California, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.